someone I care for. I'm yelling, I'm telling folks everywhere, I know that he loves me, so what do I care? There's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above. The sun shines bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow round my shoulder and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, I'll be warm, 'cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see the diamond solitaire that my little sugar baby just gave me to wear. Oh, there's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see that solitaire my little sugar baby just gave me to wear. Oh, there's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love. I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love.
A little while ago, I played a recording by Al Jolson, and Jolson introduced the song you just heard, There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder, in the late 1920s, in his first starring role in a motion picture, The Singing Fool. But that recording that I played was by Barbara Cook, who had a very successful career singing in musical productions on Broadway. There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder.
Oh, I see not what I may not let you hear, yet the swing dances sing of me, dear. Every note of fear tells me what I know.
A Merry Widow Waltz, written by Franz Lehár for the operetta The Merry Widow in 1905. That recording was by the American soprano Helen Traubel. And perhaps the equally popular song from The Merry Widow is this one. Gladys Moncrief starred in the Australian production of The Merry Widow in 1929, and that was her recording of Velia from The Merry Widow.
Some more old ones. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. Knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and ink stains that have dried upon some line. Lord, that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. And it's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. No way. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that this world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you are moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Get my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. With my beer rubbed in cold bile and a dirty hat pulled over across my face. Well, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain the face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. Lord, do not do where I cannot see you walking on the back. rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Your gentle
Gentle on My Mind, written by John Hartford, sung by Glen Campbell. It was a hit for Glen Campbell in 1967 and also for Dean Martin. Well, in about 1 minute, I'm going to take you back to some songs from movies, one in the 1940s and one in the late 1930s.
Get my fill, and Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you?
How about you? Introduce in a motion picture titled The Babes on Broadway. It starred Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney. The song was written by Burton Lane and Ralph Freed, and Frank Sinatra sang it in that recording which you just heard. And in 1938, Louis Armstrong sang this song in a motion picture.
Now, I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points too gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, oh, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, oh get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, oh get up, how'd you get that size? Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, hot hypnotized, yes. Where'd you get those eyes gate? Where'd you get those eyes set? Where'd you get those eyes? Baba da dee da doo 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 doo. There's those eyes.
Jeepers Creepers. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra performed that song. It was written by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. I'm going to play a tribute now to Cole Porter. Cole Porter, prolific songwriter, and his most successful musical production show for which he wrote the songs is Kiss Me, Kate. It earned the first Tony Award for the Best Musical in 1949. It's based on a musical farce version of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. It's about to be staged, and I'll introduce you the first song that I'll play from it as the cast of the forthcoming Taming of the Shrew anticipates the new show's opening night.
Another opening, another show in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folk to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show.
4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. 1 week will it ever be right? Then all of a heart
that differs night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
Then out of the happy stepping first night. The overture is about
your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Another open, another open.
Of another show.
Another opening, another show. Sung in that recording by Gokie Grant, Howard Keel and Anne Jeffries. Two of the important players in the show are Lois and Bill. Bill has a gambling problem. His Lois is concerned about his behaviour. Bill, for example, has just signed the name of Fred, one of the star actors in the show, to a $10,000 IOU. Ooh, why can't you behave?
Hometown.
Ella Fitzgerald sang Why Can't You Behave, just as Lois would have sung it to Bill, who had the gambling problem, in the stage show Kiss Me, Kate. The leading actors are Fred and his ex-wife, Lily. They're stars of the show, which is about to be produced, and they reminisce about their early days. Enjoying my feature of Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate, songs from Kiss Me, Kate. That one was the beautiful ballad Wunderbar, sung by Paul Jones and Nicola McAuliffe, who were the stars of a British revival of Kiss Me, Kate in 1987. Well, as for the cast members, as they wait for the show to open, they they claim it's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to cool with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. Baby tonight and pitch the wool with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the wool with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squad, a Marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot.
Fitzgerald sang It's Too Darn Hot. Well, as the story of Kiss Me, Kate continues, Lois has been involved with another man, but she reassures that the badly behaving Bill, who'd done all that bad financial deals, that she still loves him.
If a custom tailored vet asks me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry, hooray! But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I am. I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept I may. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, indeed, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man checks, I fear, means Texas here to stay. an oil man known as Tex, who is keen to give me checks. And his checks I fear, mean Tex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Now, it's the truth, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. My way. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way.
Della Reese, a lively recording of Always True to You in My Fashion. The story ends happily, I'm pleased to say. Lily has already admitted to herself that she loves Fred, and then Fred acknowledges that, and as they kiss, he sings this to her.
Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one sky of blue. Would I miss you? Would I, if you ever should go away? If the sun should desert the day, what would life be? Just as you love me.
Porter's song, but not actually from Kiss Me, Kate. And this is how the happy ending is expressed in Kiss Me, Kate.
desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love, so in love, so in love with you, my love.
Alfred Drake, who was the star of the original 1948 production of Kiss Me, Kate, sang So In Love, just as he sang it in the show. Here's a song which Bing Crosby recorded in the 1950s. It was written back in 1934 by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1934.
What is there to say, and what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say, and how will I pull through? Contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. What is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. And words to that effect. So what is there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.
What is there to say? Sung by Bing Crosby with Pete Moore's orchestra. A recording made in Great Britain in the 1950s. I'm going to conclude the program today, which I hope you've enjoyed, with a song from the Pirates of Penzance, the Gilbert and Sullivan operetta.
When a felon's not engaged in his employment,
his employment,
or maturing his felonious little plans,
little plans,
his capacity for innocent enjoyment,
sent enjoyment,
is just as great as any honest man.
Honest man,
our feelings we with difficulty smother,
but his mother,
when constabulary duties to be done,
to be done,
take one consideration with another,
with another.
Policeman's lot is not a happy one.
Oh, when constabulary duties to be done,
a policeman's lot is not a happy one. Happy one. When the enterprising burglar's not a burgling,
not a burgling.
When the cutthroat isn't occupied in crime, he loves to hear the little brook a-gurgling,
brook a-gurgling.
And listen to the merry village chime,
village chime.
When the coster's finished jumping on his mother,
on his mother.
He loves to lie a-basking in the sun,
in the sun.
Take one consideration with another,
with another.
A policeman's lot is not a nappy one.
Oh, when constabulary duties to be done, a policeman's lot is not a happy one.
Australian bass Richard Wilson sang the policeman's song from Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance. And then you heard the blacksmith. No, it was Red's Boogie, yes, with Red. Don't know who Red was, but he was lively. Hope you've enjoyed the program.